actually just a couple of days away, and Mary Elizabeth Williams, our culture critic, is still with us. And now we're going to, I am going to turn it over to John.
Well, I mean, turn it over. I mean, let's just talk for a second. I mean, do you need a new search engine?
I need to know who's blogging about me.
You need a new jetpack?
I need a new jetpack so badly because I live way uptown.
There we go. Yeah, you live way up in Inwood at the tip of Manhattan.
The A takes way too long. The jetpack's going to really...
So John Schwartz, New York Times science and technology writer, how long would it take you on the new jetpack you demonstrated the other day to get from, 230th Street down to Lower Manhattan?
You could get there a lot faster than you could in a car, maybe not as fast as on a train, once they get it really working. They're still doing a prototype out in New Zealand.
But what a gig. You got to actually demonstrate it.
I really like my job.
Yeah, your job is great. So explain what it felt like. How heavy was it on your shoulders? What kind of fuel does it use? Did you have to, throw your pants away after you used it? What sort of thing?
Well, the first thing is it stands about 5 feet tall, and it stands. It's on three legs, one of which has this pogo strut so that you don't have the knee blowout problem that early jetpack designs caused.
I hate that.
Oh, boy. you come down a little hard, you come down a little fast, and you got a couple of 100 pounds on your shoulders. Oh.
Yeah, that's it for the knees. And now, this thing costs about $100,000, right?
It's going to cost about $100,000, and it weighs a couple of 100 pounds. But because it's on the stands, you don't feel that weight. You strap into it, and then it lifts you.
And so it's got its own little parking platform, and it's going to be demonstrated at the Oshkosh Air Show in Oshkosh, Wisconsin today. But you ran into it in New Zealand. Who actually built this thing?
Oh, actually, it was here in Oshkosh, and I came to Oshkosh early
on
Sunday.
I see. I got it.
Yeah, our travel budget, you know.
Yeah.
Let's be serious.
Oh,
here.
Yeah. Don't whine to me, pal.
Okay.
So, I want to know, are you way above reality? Are you 4 feet off the ground? Are you 20 feet off the ground? Where
reality,
are you as you're traveling in your jetpack?
Well, when I traveled in the jetpack, I was a couple of feet off the ground because the creator, Glenn Martin, and one of his colleagues was not going to let me fly any higher than that, and they were holding on to me through handrails that they've installed on it.
So it was a real kind of Kitty Hawk affair with the Wright
brothers
and stuff.
It really was.
And, John, it sounds a little crazy.
Well, you know, what isn't crazy? What really fun thing isn't just, you know, on some level?
I don't know,
cool
reading a book?
It's cooler than a scooter.
Yeah, reading books is cool, but it doesn't muss your hair. this was really fun. The inventor himself is still developing this thing. It's got about 600 pounds of thrust. He himself and his coworkers have never taken it above 6 feet, though they film themselves doing very intricate maneuvers, figure eights over the ground. But they're waiting until they really feel they understand it before they take it to the heights that they could.
We're waiting with bated breath. John Schwartz, it runs on refined hydrogen peroxide, requires lots of training. I'm glad you got a piece of it. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, let me say one thing.
Yep,
it's
sure.
Just plain old gasoline. The old ones did hydrogen peroxide. This thing is really...
No kidding.
Yeah, it's really interestingly developed.
Oh, wow. Well, John Schwartz, New York Times science and technology writer there at the Oshkosh Air Show, speaking to us by phone.
Hey, it's a pleasure.
So would it clash with your dress this morning, Mary Elizabeth Williams?
It would look great with my culture dress. Great? I'm just afraid that I would still be bumping into people on the sidewalk with the need for speed.
Yeah, well, we could give Amy Winehouse a jetpack. What would that be like?
She's already got her own.
All right, we're going to take it out today. Today on The Takeaway, we're talking about the genealogy of girl pop, a look at the deadly attacks in Iraq over the weekend, power sharing in Zimbabwe. You can weigh in
on any of these issues at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Here's the thought on the 50th anniversary of NASA.
John, Dartmouth, Massachusetts. What has happened to the United States space program? It's just, I can't believe it.
Well, there you go. There's a thought from one of our listeners. We want to hear from you. 877-8-MY-TAKE.
You can find us online anywhere at FriendFeed or on Facebook. I'm John Hockenberry.
I'm Adora Udoji.
Thanks, Mary Elizabeth.
Thanks.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.